Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you're looking to get better fuel mileage and better performance out of your vehicle, Stan is the man. He can definitely get you taken care of, whether it's carbureted fuel injection, and he also has a lot of knowledge on distributors for the older cars, where the distributors can actually give you some horsepower that you wouldn't normally know or see. He's great about installing Petronix if you want to get away from those points and condensers. Petronix is probably one of the best ignition system replacements I've had. I have it on my 68 Plymouth Satellite wagon, and it starts right up every time. San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection. Check these guys out. www.sdcarb.com. sdcarb.com. All right, we got Jarrett Kramer on the line. Now, racing's over, but Jarrett kind of went out with a bang. Just garnered his second California Lightning Sprint Championship. How you doing, Jarrett?
Pretty good. How you doing?
You got to be kind of still on cloud nine, or are you getting ready for next season?
We're going to take a little break, let it simmer down a little bit. But it was a good end of the season, and don't know what my plans are yet for next year. So we'll take a little time and figure it out.
Oh, okay. So you know what? You don't have a ride? You don't have a sponsor? What's the deal?
We put a lot into this year. So, instead of going into next year and starting preparing for that, we're going to just let the off season take its toll and see what we're going to do.
Right. Well, I mean, two championships. I mean, you shouldn't have to do too much marketing about yourself. I mean, let's face it. I mean, and how many points were you ahead of second place?
I believe we ended up with 275 out in front of second. So we clinched it with one race to go in the season.
I was going to say, you probably clinched it when there was five races to go. Are you 200 points, man? That's a lot of points because, you don't garner that many points at a race. But and what tracks did you race at?
This year we raced, I believe, about six tracks. We had Santa Maria, Bakersfield, Verona. We also ran at Paris Auto Speedway. We went to Placerville this year, which is up near the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of traveling.
Yeah,
Ventura also is our home track.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, were you there for Turkey Night?
Yes, I did go. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't able to go. I sent my co-host Michelle, and so she was hanging with Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell. You know, of course she didn't.
Yeah, they're the show.
Yeah, they were the show. Well, and I think if I was driving, that would be the kind of guys I'd want to run up against because it kind of gives you a gauge. As to what, you're able to do and what your talents are. Because when you run with those two guys, holy moly.
Oh, yeah, but there's a lot of more talent out here in California.
Oh, yeah.
Plus all over the United States. You want to be, where they're at. That's what, the plan is to get to where they're at. But, sure. There's still a lot of unsung talent out here.
Without a shadow of a doubt, man. This is why I do the show. This is why I try to get young drivers on. That are just starting their careers because, when you're going out looking for sponsorship money, one of the things that sponsor's looking for is what are you going to do for me? And a sticker, isn't it? And this is why we try to, instill in these young drivers to get on, talk about their career, talk about how they got there, who are their sponsors, give a little love back to the people that, really. I know you work hard, but there's a lot of people in the back that work really, really hard to get you where you're at, and I'm sure you'll agree with that.
Oh, yeah. It takes sponsors. It does. Behind the talent, sometimes talent doesn't always just get you there. A lot of self-marketing, talking to the right people and promoting yourself. And in this day of social media, you can do a lot of that.
Yeah.
So, I have a strong group behind me, and they got me pretty much to where I'm at right now.
So how old are you?
Right now I'm 36 years old.
Right now. What? Tomorrow who knows what tomorrow will bring, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't feel a day over 21, but
Yeah, well, I'm 73, and I don't feel a day over 18. It's just that every time I try to do something when I did an 18, just says, what are you, out of your freaking mind, dude? What are you doing? You crazy?
Yeah, a couple more days of recovery now.
Yeah, just a couple more. Instead of one, it's now three. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So how long have you been racing?
I've been racing for, I believe, 18 years now. I did a couple years in dwarf cars, and then the last 14 in the Lightning Sprints.
You know, is it me, and I know you might be a tad prejudiced, is the Lightning Sprints bringing back dirt racing?
Right now, we're the best bang for your buck. Yeah. And we do put on a great show. We're considered somewhat of a stepping stone. You know, with me, I got to dabble a little bit in 360s. But, you know, that, like you said, it takes sponsorship and a lot of money to get up there and run in those cars. But with the kids that are coming up these days, they start in quarter midgets and they want to move up, and they either go into, you know, a midget or full focus midget, or they can come run Lightning Sprints for a couple years and get the raw, you know, speed and power of what these cars do and the handling, which is somewhat like a midget and a sprint car. So, and it helps them out. By the time they get older, they're ready to go.
Yeah, and it seems to me like that group of cars is a bigger group than, say, some of your other groups, up and coming, you know, the lower division cars. It just seems like the California Lightning Sprint has really just hit the tracks with a bang, and it just, you always fill the stands. That's what I noticed. I mean, Barona had their biggest attendance when you guys showed up last year after a hiatus of a few years. You guys came back, and oh, my goodness. You know, it was crazy the amount of people that showed up, which is good.
Yeah, it's really good for sprint cars in general in San Diego. You know, from me being from San Diego and my family members haven't got to see me race out there in the last 10 years, or friends or, you know, neighbors and stuff like that. So for the guys that live in San Diego, I believe there's about five or six of us out there that have cars, and then a couple more that bought cars, and, you know, they bring out the old school guys that, you know, used to run at Balboa and all them guys like that from the San Diego area, and they were excited to see the cars come back out.
Oh yeah, are you kidding, man? It was crazy. I mean, that's all everybody has pretty much, you know, really been talking about is, you know, the Lightning Sprints. Boy, you gotta go see the Lightning Sprints. Everybody's saying it, which is, like I said, which is absolutely, you know, absolutely awesome. So let's kind of rattle off some of your sponsors. Who have you got that's been with you and has given you all this support?
Well, most of all, Malicious Liquids, Anarchist Manufacturing and Vapor Treats. It's Erica Harley and Justin Pierce. They've been sponsoring me the last 2.5 years, and they've really been putting their efforts behind me to get me where I'm going. I also got my cousin who runs Finest City Dog Training right there out of San Diego. So if anybody's looking to get their dog trained by a top-notch professional, she's the one to go to. And I also got Kevin Bates from Victory Graphics, which you know who that is. Mm-hmm. I got Don Gould, Gould Motors, who does my alcohol package for my methanol injection on my race car. My dad, which is BK Wings, he does all the wings that are on my cars and for some of the cars that are out there. And, you know, they've been helping me a lot. And then Rebar Reinforcing, which is a rebar company, iron worker out of San Diego, which does a lot of you know, structural concrete building. So they've been behind me and helping me out, and I'm glad that they're with me.
Without a doubt. And folks, did you notice all the different advertisers on his car? They're not all car related advertisers, but those people were smart enough to know by putting their name on the side of this race car and all the tracks that he went to, that was a real inexpensive advertising package for last year, really, when you come right down to it. You know, because you break it down, you know, per advertiser, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really great. Brandon Reber with the rebar company. When I was on your the KUSI in the morning that time with you, they he called me right off the bat and told me that somebody called him right after seeing that on the TV. So, it's great to help him out.
So, when you coming back?
Anytime you'll have me.
All right. Well, you got my email still?
Yes, I do.
Send me an email as soon as you get off the phone. I've got some dates open in December. Let's get you on. Bring the crew down. And you don't even have to wax the car. It can stay dirty.
Perfect.
All right, buddy. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for calling in. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your Sunday after noon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Folks, this is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Racer Radio. We'll be back in a moment. All right, folks, hey, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. We are The Answer. Normally, Jarrett would have probably chatted in this segment, but I went ahead and I wanted to put him in the first one. I mean, anybody gets a two-time CLS winner championship deserves first notch in Racer Radio, so I bumped him up to that slot, and that way he can get back to relaxing or doing whatever it is he's doing. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford, and they've got an unbelievable sale going on as we speak. Go down to 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. They're having a big, massive sale going on today and tomorrow. It'll roll right in tomorrow. You guys all know Ginger from KUSI. She just got her son a really nice Toyota Tacoma truck. Yeah, he bought a Toyota from a Ford dealer, but that's okay. And it was the best price I've seen ever anywhere. I mean, really nice truck. And that's the kind of work they do. And they'll work on any and every vehicle you buy or whatever's in your garage. That's really the cool thing about El Cajon Ford. Plus, 80% of the used cars are trade-ins, which is kind of cool because, you know, trade-in, at least you get a little bit of history of the vehicle from the previous owner. By going to the auctions, who knows what you get. Barona Speedway, an amazing dirt track. The Salazars have done such a phenomenal job with that track. They're constantly upgrading it, modifying it, redoing the dirt. They're getting sound systems in there, speakers. Dirt Dude is like a little kid in a candy store, doesn't know where to go. They're constantly looking at their schedule to make it more enhancing to you, the viewer, and the fan. So they're open to anything and everything, and next year is going to be awesome. If you get a chance, go to baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com, and you'll be able to see the schedule, see what's coming up. And if you decide you want to become a race car driver, let's say this is something that you would like to do, but you have no idea how to go about it, or maybe you want to get your kids involved. Because I'm going to sit here and tell you that getting your kids involved in motorsports is really a positive thing to do. I know, there's a safety factor involved, but yeah, if your number's up, I don't care what you're doing or where you're at or how old you are. If your number's up, your number's up. It isn't going to make any difference. And one thing about Barona is they're heavy into safety. We're talking head and neck restraints. We're talking helmets. We're talking driving suits, shoes, underwear. Everything has to be certified. You can't cheap out. You have to have the best of the best. You have to make it through technical. And technical is really all about keeping the driver safe. And we start little kids out there at a really young age. They're only going maybe 20, 30 miles an hour, but it doesn't make any difference. If they get rolled over, they get run into, they've got to be safe. They've got to have everything that's necessary for that to happen. And Barona is one of the only racetracks I know of that doesn't charge for parking. And if you want to drag a trailer or a motorhome up to the track, say some Saturday afternoon, and you want to stay for the races, you can spend the night. No charge. Now, you got to be self-contained. I mean, that just kind of makes common sense. But it's no charge at all. You can go up, have some fun. Helps to be self-contained because there are no hookups or plug-ins. And you could have a time of your life. Wake up in the morning, have a nice breakfast, you know, and then cruise on down the mountain with your gear. Or if you're just a spectator, you could bring a tent, pop up a tent, sleep in the back of a pickup, you know, and the Barona family is such a cool family. You know, you could be wandering the pits. Maybe you didn't bring enough food, and there's tons of food. They'll be more than happy to have you share, you know, their meals. Of course, you may have to work on the race car. You might have to wash it, clean it, dig the mud out of it. Yeah, you never know, but hey, that's okay. You weren't there to stay clean, right? That's kind of the way I look at it. But the season is over. There is no banquet this year, and I just want to bring that up. I've had a couple people ask me when's the banquet. They don't do a banquet this year. What I think they did was probably one of the smartest moves. At the end of the last race, they had their awards at the end of the race, right there at the track. You didn't have to take a day out of your, you know, whatever. You didn't have to go to a hotel. You didn't have to spend a lot of money on a meal. You didn't have to do any of the above. It's all right there. And really, the families were there. The racers were there. And that's really who shows up at the banquet anyway. So why go to all the hassle of doing a banquet and all that when you could actually do a nice event right at the track with your peers, with the families? And so far, everybody I've talked to about it said that was awesome. They absolutely, absolutely loved it. So, hey, we do have a little bit of news motorsport-wise, because Michelle's going to call in and talk about her experience at Turkey Night up at Ventura. But if you've ever heard of Geely Holding Group, well, that's a company that owns a lot of stuff in the United States. Well, they just purchased the Utah Motorsport Campus. And this is an absolutely amazing, amazing racetrack. I personally have not been here yet, but the racing facility is known as Utah Motorsport Campus. Has changed ownership following a vote by the Tule County Commissioner. Tule County has agreed to sell Utah to MyTime Utah Investments. And MyTime is a subsidiary of Geely Holding Group of China, a publicly traded company on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange that is currently ranked 267 in the Fortune Global 500. Geely Motors is the largest private automobile manufacturer in China. In addition to its own Geely brand cars, the company also owns the Volvo Polestar, Proton, which includes Lotus, Lynx & Company, and London Taxi Cabs brand, as well as Terra Fuega Flying Car brand. Geely operates manufacturing plants in China, the United States, England, Sweden, Belgium, Belarus, Australia, and Malaysia. Geely is also the largest private shareholder of stock in Daimler, the parent company of Mercedes-Benz. Company has plans to build 10 similarly sized racetracks in China. The first one, Ningbo International Circuit, opened in 2017, and the second track is currently under construction. Geely also owns and operates the FIA Chinese Formula 4 Championship and is preparing to launch an entry in the FIA World Touring Car Championship under the Lynx & Company banner. The folks in Utah are absolutely thrilled to find a consummate this agreement to purchase Utah Motorsport Parks of William Lee, Vice President of MyTime. The facility is a perfect fit with our company's other enterprises. We are looking forward to making it bigger and better in the future. We very much appreciate the efforts of Tule County to make this effort come to fruition, and we are humbled by the outstanding support we have received from the people of Utah since we began operating the facility. It says, we are really excited about the future of UMC, and we have significant plans for the facility, said Willem Gerrs, CEO of UMC. We are studying the viability of adding various racetracks, entertainment venues, and supporting infrastructure that will not only solidify their position as one of Utah's major entertainment facilities, but also ensure that UMC will be profitable venture for the first time in its history. There's a first. The sale of UMC includes the racetrack as well as all buildings and physical assets. In addition to the 511-acre property, current leases with tenants, event organizers, and race sanctioning bodies will be honored under the agreement, but may be subject to change in 2019. Originally built as Miller Motorsport Park by the late Utah businessman Larry H. Miller and designed by renowned track designer Alan Wilson, the venue opened in 2006 to international acclaim. The track was named Motorsport Facility of the Year in its debut season by the Motorsport World Expo in Cologne, Germany. The campus includes a multi-configuration 4,438-mile road course circuit of 0.9
4.438 mile, not 4,000. What am I thinking? That'd be nice, a 4,000-mile road course. Woo-hoo. 0.9-mile multi-configurated kart track, off-road short course, rock crawling, and Nitro World Game Rallycross. So, you know, there's a lot more to be said. Just Google Utah Motorsport Campus to get the full story. And Pirelli has signed a deal to 2023 with Formula One. So it looks like Pirelli will remain as global tire partner of the FIA Formula One World Championship for the future 4 years after renewing his contract, which lasts until the end of 2019 to extend to 2020 to 2023. The agreement was completed in a short time frame following on from the successful partnership over recent years. You know, I can't imagine Pirelli going anywhere else. I don't see anybody, you know, that's invested the time and money and effort that Pirelli has. And it's glad to see that, you know, Formula One has got their tire deal done, and who knows what kind of tires we're going to see. I mean, they've got every color under the rainbow, which is kind of interesting when you come right down to it. But like I said, you know, it's a great time to be in the motorsport community. Hopefully with Geely coming in and building more racetracks. Geez, I wonder if we could talk him into coming to San Diego, because I would love nothing better for them to come down here and throw a clunk of money into San Diego, build an EVOC center for police and fire, and weekends let us run the wheels off of it. Because once Qualcomm is gone, San Diego County Credit Union Stadium is gone, there's no racing. There's no drag racing. There's no kart racing. There's no SCCA. There's nothing. And that's exactly the direction that facility is going. Plus, it's the worst surface I have ever seen. It might qualify for off-road, but it is a terrible, terrible surface. So hopefully all of this will come together. All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, special guest on the line. I don't know. It could be Brent or it could be Grant Sexton. Brent is the dad of two-time champion Grant. He's also in the California Lightning Sprints. And Grant is a whopping 14 years old. Stay tuned. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. We are The Answer. This segment is brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway, www.parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to their website for all the upcoming races and events for 2019. It is going to be a wild, wild ride. Hey, we got Brent Sexton on the line. How you doing, bud?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
What are you up to? What are you doing?
I was actually just visiting another racer from up in Sacramento who flew in today, so I've got him listening on the radio as well.
Just can't get enough, can you?
I can't. I know. This off-season's killing us already. It's only been a week.
Oh, listen to you. Yeah, I know. You're going through withdrawals. You don't know what to do with yourself. Come on. There's something to do on a race car, right?
We've already started tearing them down, getting ready for next year.
Yeah. So, going to stay with the same package, same program, not going to move up or move down, going to stay right there, what, in the California Lightning Sprints?
Lightning Sprints for now, for me as well. I don't know, Grant, him and Dalton, both my boys are racing, so hopefully I'll be picking them up here in just a second. But, yeah, they're definitely looking for trying to move up as soon as possible, still trying to get their feet wet with this stuff at first.
Well, as soon as your wallet gets bigger, they'll move up, right?
Well, that's what I'm hoping, that some of this will spur some of our listeners for some sponsorships for 2019. I'm currently putting my package together.
There you go. And I highly recommend people get a hold of Brett and because he's got an awesome family. They're all into racing. The kids are absolutely phenomenal. You know, they do well in school, and that's what racing does. So if somebody was trying to get a hold of you and maybe wanted to put their name on the side of the car, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, my website, we've got SGR for Sexton Gatlin Racing, which is my mom and myself. And we're just all about family fun. But, I mean, Sexton Fire Protection is the best way because that actually reaches me no matter how we do it. It's 619-454-6945 or our website, sextonfireprotection.com. But, yeah, we're here locally in San Diego, and, I mean, we do everything we can to help support our local track, Verona, as well, and all our other founding tracks that we go to as much as possible, too.
So next season, have you kind of figured out where you're going to go? Is it going to be the same as last year or this year?
I know, it's still this year.
I know.
Verona's really working us hard for, you know, putting a package together to definitely, there's a lot of interest for local guys that are wanting to put a season together down here as well. I know, actually, just got some text messages just before the radio station here that we're trying to work out dates and everything for the California Lightning Sprints as well. I sit on the board with Bobby Winovich and all these guys, and that's what right now the crunch time for all the tracks to get these schedules together. But yeah, I know Verona is definitely one of the ones at the forefront to help everything down south here.
Well, you know, I got to say, you know, when you guys went to back to Verona, it had been a while since you've been to Verona. It was the largest attendance they'd had in a long time. And it was because of the show the Lightning Sprints put on. I mean, it's an awesome, awesome race.
Yeah. No, that's what I know Troy and Todd Salazar, I mean, those guys have did everything they could to, you know, get us back there. And it's been a good fit. And hopefully, like I say, hopefully we can spark the interest for local guys that want to come out there and give it a try too, because I'd heard Jarrett mention how much, you know, it's a stepping stone for,
sure,
you know, people want to get into this type. And, you know, since Cone Speedway took off and now we've got all this Verona stuff, I mean, it does. It seems like with the upswing of the economy and everything, everybody's definitely getting a little more into it.
Well, absolutely. And you know, let's face it, the Lightning Sprints give a great show. They're quick, and it's a stepping stone, you're right. But my last guess, he's 36 years old. I think he's just strictly happy being in that group of racers that go all over the place. So, you know, Lightning Sprints could either be a stepping stone or it could be a nice home, really.
Oh, most definitely. That's what I say. I mean, for the younger drivers, which I've got Grant and Dalton in the car now with us too, so we can harass all of them. But yeah, it definitely is. I mean, these guys, you know, they aspire to be the Christopher Bells and the you know,
Kyle Larsons of the world.
Kyle Larsons, yeah, and old Sheldon Creed. He's making a really big go at it these days. You know, he's driven one of our cars a couple times this year, and getting to see him move up the way he is, I mean, it's definitely good to support these local guys.
Yeah, and that's raw talent right there. Sheldon Creed, that's raw talent. I mean, he's one of those kind of kids, you can put him in anything, and it only takes him a few minutes, and he's got to figure it out.
Most definitely. It's a little disheartening to see him get into one of our cars and end up whooping us like he does sometimes.
You mean you didn't take a spark plug out? Come on. He'd probably still win. He'd probably still win.
I know. That guy, he's something else. I still like to say that I beat him because he got DQ'd two positions or something after the race. So.
Yeah, I love the story. I love the story when he went with Robbie Gordon and they were doing the, you know, the Pro Truck Series. And I don't know how he's the one that started, but he kicked the truck up on two wheels. And this was at the Speed Festival. And then Robbie, you know, he hates to be outdone by anybody. So he jumps up on two wheels. Sheldon goes all the way around a 2.6 mile road course on two wheels. And I think Robbie made it to the first turn and rolled over.
Yeah, we were there for that. We actually sat there and watched that out on the Navy base there, and we were cracking up because like I said, it was one of those. We sat up at their house. I lived with them for a while, and literally it was a classic to watch Sheldon do that, where he would just practice in a ATV or, you know, a UTV and just put it up on two wheels. And yeah. He would try and try and just crashing that. And that went out there, and Robbie just, like you said, he hated to see the 16-year-old kid or whatever at the time show him up.
Yeah, but, you know, that's youth. I mean, all you have to do is look around at the kitchen table, and you got them sitting in front of you.
Oh, I know. That's what they're nervous as all get out right here sitting in the car with me. But, you know, they're learning to do with their hands what they got to do to start talking.
Yeah, right. All they got to do is put their phone down and just keep dragging them to the radio, because I'm here every Sunday, 52 weeks out of the year. So anytime you think they need a kick in the pants, all you got to do is call me and say, hey, I want to bring the kids in, and the station is yours. You can have it anytime you want, because you know that's going to help generate money for advertisers when they know you have access to radio and TV. So you just got to take me up on it, because you haven't sent me an email yet.
You need to make sure that we get that. I know Scott Delosio is the one who told me about this today, and that guy, he's been a wealth of help for trying to get us what we need. You know, I mean, he's helped write my proposals now, and he's the announcer for up there at Terrace Auto Speedway. Yeah. I don't know. How often can we plug one of our potential sponsors? I've got a list here. That,
Rocket.
You know, I'm hoping that.
Rocket, brother. I'll sit back. You go right ahead.
Well, I know that we've got a potential sponsor. I know they're going to be on board for Verona Speedway next year for sure, and I'm trying to get them on board for me and the boys, but you know, and our whole team. But they're having a car show at the Pacific Islander Beer Company, located at 8665 Argent Street in Santee. They're doing a car show next week on December 2nd. They're looking to have us, you know, have people come out there and promote their whole car show that they're going to have. And, you know, it's another brewery coming up out in East County here, and definitely like to see them on board with us for some local sponsors. But they're going to be having giveaways, some Verona Speedway passes, I believe, and some T-shirts and hats, and they got, I don't know, a bunch of different stuff they're going to be giving away out there. But that's between, I believe, 11 and 3 next Sunday. So,
well,
I'd be good to get out there and support them as well.
Well, here's the deal, my friend. I don't know it for a fact. I have, because I don't, my memory's gone, but I might have next Friday open for KUSI. And
really,
if you could drag some cars down and bring the guys from the brewery in, that might just fix your problem, my friend.
Hey, next Friday, I think that's in the morning, like we did the last time.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. Other than having to wake these kids up that early, you know, or keep them out of school a little bit. But Grant, he's sitting here dodging the phone as much as possible. But
yeah, I know, but that's okay. He doesn't need to talk. We'll get him on TV. We'll fix him.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think I might have to take you up on that. So, well, I might be able to get a couple cars down there for sure.
Yeah, we don't need a whole bunch. You know, we don't need to fill the parking lot up, anything like that. Well, it sounds to me like this sounds like a good job for Grant, because I got a feeling he knows how to use a computer, right?
Oh, yeah. These guys show me how to do half the stuff I ever do.
Then guess what? It's on them. If they want to promote, send me an email, and I'll look at it when I get home tonight. I'm almost positive I got Friday off, and unless it's a car event, I might even cancel it just to get you guys on, or maybe move it to another. No, I'm serious, because that's what it's going to take, and if your sponsor will be blown away, you know, that you did this for him.
Yep. I will definitely talk to Troy in regards to doing that, so that we, you know, I know him and Todd both have been working hard for filling those billboards for next year as well. So, We definitely would like to help support them as well.
Well, there you go. So tell Grant he's got homework.
He's sitting right here. He can hear you.
Okay, he's got homework. Everybody in the world just heard it. He's got homework.
Yep, him and Dalton both. Grant's going to be – he's wrestling for Granite Hills this year, so
– Really?
They just finished football, and they go right into wrestling. And I know Friday afternoon they have his first freshman wrestling tournament, but
– Hey, tell the coach that we can bring – him and a couple of race cars to KUSI to promote the wrestling program, bring some awareness, and maybe throw some money your way. Throw a little car show at the school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything we can do.
We got to talk, my friend. We got to talk.
Yes, I will definitely. Does Troy or Todd have your email address? Or I'm sure I can get it somewhere.
Yeah, they have it. Or if you can remember this, it's Stall, S-T-A-L-L, D for David, at Cox.net.
At Cox.net, okay.
Yeah, your memory's shot, but I think Grant probably can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We know how that goes.
I want to talk about these guys more than myself, just because these guys are definitely, they did a lot of growing up over this last year of, you know, they think that it's just, you know, stab and steer, and they just totally hammered down, and, you know, first of the season, I think our one main sponsor, BK Wings, Billy Kramer, Jared Kramer's father. I think he was pretty much on payroll just fixing wings and fixing front ends and fixing everything that we had going, because these guys were ripping something out every single race. And, I mean, these last few races, we literally were loading all three race cars into the trailer and, you know, enjoying the working on setups more than preparing the cars between races.
Sure. There you,
for the main event.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, I'm here next Sunday. If you want to bring the boys in, you're more than welcome to. Send me an email.
Okay. Most definitely.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Keep safe, and we'll be chatting with you down the road. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Hey, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. We are the answer. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Care, located at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee, just down the street from the drive-in. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net, for all of your automotive needs, everything from everyday general repair all the way up to desert cars to drag racing to circle track. It's all right there at Certified Car Clinic. Definitely check these guys out. And if you want to trick out the under hood of your car, then you are going to be happy to know that Hose Specialties Trick Plumbing is at their location. Go to www.hosepro.hosespecialties.com. Hose, that's H-O-S-E-S PECIALTIES.com. All right. Hey, we got Michelle Spencer on the line. She was at Turkey Night at Ventura Speedway, and she's going to give us a rundown.
Hey, yeah. Oh, man, what a great time. This is their 78th year of doing Turkey Night, and apparently a lot of people don't really care about having Thanksgiving dinner at home. So it was packed. Just it's a tradition for people who like sprint cars, because what I'm finding on Facebook is that all the people that posted photos of the event and everything, now they're posting their Thanksgiving dinner photos. They're getting around to it finally, like today. So there's a different way to do it when you're into racing. And so if you are into sprint cars, you just can't miss Turkey Night. There's no points that are to be earned. It's totally about bragging rights. So you get all these guys from all over the country, not to mention our local announcer at Paris, Scott Delosio. He was there doing the announcing for the race. But as far as entries, there were 67 that were signed up to be there. The qualifying took forever because they had to do them one at a time. So you had one car after another doing two laps to get their times to see for pole position. But yeah, there were guys, there were some from California. There was, well, Kyle Larson, he was in the race and he's from Elk Grove. And there was one guy from El Cajon, Tony Everhart. And it was his first time racing in the Turkey Night race. There were so many rookies. It was a lot of people who it was their first time ever had raced. And like I say, a lot of people from out of town, a lot of guys from Oklahoma and Indiana and you name it, Colorado, just everywhere. I'm seeing some names in here from Ohio. And what happened was they just had a lot of ceremonies. They had a lot of qualifying laps. They were in a little bit of the goop there in the infield. When we got there, they were still grooming the field, the infield especially. The pit, the area was just so wet and sloppy. So they were working on that until about 45 minutes before the first cars went out, and they got it together and they put some chalk down to delineate the berm and they were ready to go. So what you ended up with was Christopher Bell. He came in from Oklahoma, and this kid, he was the winner of the Truck Series title last year. Then he decided he would jump into the Xfinity Series. And he did really, really well. He got 7 races in total this season. And, you know, it's all over with NASCAR. So he said, what the heck, I'll try Turkey Night again. He actually won it last year. So he was back to defend his title. And in qualifying, he started off 9th. So he had a little bit of work to do, but he managed to have a pretty much a head-to-head race with Kyle Larson. And there were tons of cautions. A lot of cars didn't make it to the end. There were a lot of rollers and a lot of little minor collisions and things that made people not finish. But it ended up being a really awesome race. And the winners were Christopher Bell, who had started 9th, and Kyle Larson, 2nd. Chad Boat, who's from Phoenix, he finished 3rd. In 4th was Tucker Klassmeyer, who's from Kansas. 5th was Tyler Courtney from Indiana. You might know his name. And 6th was Tanner Carrick, who's from Lincoln, California. And 7th was Brady Bacon from Oklahoma. 8th was Jason McDougall. He's also from Oklahoma, and he took the Dan Bazile Rookie of the Race title for the place that he took. And 9th was Jerry Coons Jr., who's from Arizona. And 10th was Justin Grant, who's from California. Now, Corey Kruseman was interviewed on the track during intermission, and it was great. He gave probably a 10-minute talk on a lot of the jokes and fun stuff that had happened in the history of this race that he was involved with. Now he had a couple cars on the track last night. He's still building cars and he's still racing cars and he still runs his racing school. So if you're interested, it's Kruseman.com, Kruseman.com. And you get on the track at Ventura, just like everybody else, you get in the dirt in a sprint car. So I can't say enough. It was something I'd never thought about doing before because I always went with my family for Thanksgiving. But this year I tried something different. It was a blast. Well, too bad you couldn't make it, Dave.
As long as you had a good time. That's the main thing.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, you can buy a pit pass or you can just buy a ticket to sit in the stands. And the pit pass, there were so many people there. It was so crowded. It was a promoter's dream. I mean, the Agajanians were very happy with the turnout. A whole bunch of drivers from Toyota. So there was a huge Toyota trailer there. A lot of Toyota drivers, including Christopher Bell, who won it.
Wow.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting. Really fun to see all these people from all over the place in one area. Now there was prize money. There was a purse, but there were, you know, it's not for points. You don't get any points for winning because the seasons are all over for everything.
Yeah, this was just a fun race, you know, with all the racers come together. And not only is it a fun race, but it's also a very prestigious race.
Absolutely. And it's something that's been around for 78 years. They had done it before at Paris, but now it's at Ventura.
Yeah, and it started out at, what the heck's it? Can't think of the name of the track.
At Ascot?
Yeah, there you go, Ascot.
Yeah, they were talking about that.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where it started, and it stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But it stayed good. It stayed alive and well all these years. I think there might have been a drought or two once or twice, but you know, I don't think we're going to lose it for a long, long time.
Oh no, it was so successful. They would be fools to not have it next year. Or, I mean, it was, there was so much merch to buy too. Oh, Dave, you would have loved it. Mm-hmm. I almost bought a T-shirt that said "It's Racing Day." With a little expletive at the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of cute. Yeah. Yeah, I would have liked to have gone, but that's all right. You had a good time. That's the main thing.
Yeah. And got my share of dirt and all the stuff that goes with it.
Well, that's great. That sounds like a great time had by all, as the old saying goes.
Absolutely. And Jim did not oversell it when he called in last week. He was the caller we had to talk about the event and what to do to get tickets. And, yeah, 1/5 of a mile. It's not a big track. 1/5 of a mile, and it's like a paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
Long and skinny. And that you just hold your breath every time somebody goes down the straightaway by the stands. It is narrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is narrow, and you get your speed going there, and then you cut it and brake, and oh, man.
Yeah.
There were a lot of spin outs in number 3 and 4. A lot.
Yeah, I can imagine so. All right. Well, yeah. Michelle, give out the website to the Turkey Night.
Well, you just go to USAC.com.
There you go. That's exactly where you need to be.
If you want to look at the results, it's www.usacracing.com.
All right. All right. Well, hey, thanks a million for calling in. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
Me too. I'll let you know.
I know how it
goes.
Thanks
so much.
All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. You're listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170. But guess what? Gun Sports Radio is coming up next. And we've got a full house. We got all the guys in. Michael Schwartz, Lance Pelkey. And we've got our callers calling in, John Dillon and Casey. And I think we're going to try to stump the gun guy again. So you'll definitely want to hear that. And he's all the way back in, I think, South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll be a fun hour coming up right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.
Who cares about the clouds?
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.